the real acceptance is much more, it's hard to put into words because it sounds negative and it's completely positive. So just have that understanding. The real acceptance is much more like a complete giving up. Because you see that there's nothing you can do. You've tried everything. You've left no stone unturned looking for that escape route. You've thought about it, you've searched for it, you've consulted everybody that may know better than you, and you haven't found any way out. And here you are, still stuck with yourself, still in this universe, with no notion of any kind that it's ever going to be any different, yet the feeling that somehow it's supposed to be different, or should be different, or you should do something to make it different, and you drive yourself absolutely crazy, and you can do that endlessly until the day and the moment that you actually get it for real for the first time. And there is an actual moment where you finally give up completely because you actually get it that nothing's going to work. That you're never going to be someone else. Not because you're imprisoned in your solitary you-ness, but because you are as you are, and that's the way it is. Because everything is as it is, and that's the way it is. You stop, if you're lucky, trying to figure out how to make it different than how it is. And that doesn't mean you don't try to improve your circumstances or find a better way for this or for that, but it means you, on the deepest level, have given up the idea, have matured enough that you give up the false idea that you're going to become something else. You don't have to take my word for it, but you should. It ain't going to happen. It simply isn't going to happen. There's no lottery to win that gets you out. But people keep trying to buy tickets. So at least consider whether it might be true or not. That there's no way to change reality. And there's even no way to escape it.
Can one play in it?
Only after, literally only after you've come to that recognition for real and accepted it for real, but there's no way out. Until then, it's a deadly serious game.
To play, and it can be quite dangerous.
No, until then, you can't really play. You're taking it very seriously, because it seems like if you take it serious enough, you might find a way out. Just one more corner to look around. Just one more idea to master. Just one more book to read. Whatever it is, just, if I just try a little harder, if I just try one more time, I'll find it. Or maybe I'll find it. So I'm saying, you'll never find it.